Gettysburg Seminary presents the Seminary Explores podcast. Conversations on faith, art, people, politics, theology, life, and more. With voices from around the corner and around the globe. Welcome to the Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. My guest is Itamar Reiner, the current artist-in-residence at the Gettysburg National Military Park. Itamar is a concept and 3D artist from Haifa, Israel. Welcome to the Seminary Explorers.
Hi, Katie.
So what are your first impressions of the battlefield here in Gettysburg?
First impressions? I love it here.
Great. Are you living on the...
In Klingel House.
Klingel House, good.
One of the smaller farms around.
Mm-hmm. Very good. You've studied art in different countries. Can you tell us about some of your training and how you've come to channel literature and film and gaming into your work?
Literature? I read science fiction, so I guess that's
okay.
There.
Uh-huh.
Started in Israel because it was easiest.
Okay.
But my school wouldn't offer an actual degree.
Okay.
So that's how I went into the whole Bulgaria online studying mm-hmm. thing.
And which school was that in Bulgaria?
New Bulgaria University.
Okay.
So it was online for 2 semesters, and then 3 weeks we actually went there and had one of the best classes I've ever had, which was on heraldry.
Okay.
Which is very Bulgarian, because uh-huh. obviously we don't have any of that in Israel. And that still stays with me.
And was that doing like crests and things, or what was?
Yes, it's learning about them. It's not actually doing them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So learning about the history and the way these crests were sort of made,
exactly.
And then fascinating. Okay. Yeah.
And then realizing that graphic design isn't exactly what I wanted to do,
mm-hmm.
and that even though graphic design was my major, but then I also took illustration and animation classes as a focus, and that wasn't enough to like encompass everything I wanted to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I went over to studying Columbus College of Art and Design.
Okay.
And studied illustration there.
In Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Which was far more focused on what I actually wanted to do.
Okay. Very good. And what are some of the elements, not only from your training, but from your other interests? What are some other things that you find coming into the work that you do, like with gaming, for example?
Oh, it's a huge influence, because mm-hmm. I've been a gamer for as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
Usually... started with video games, but right now I'm more of a board gamer.
Okay.
But there's still the themes of fantasy and science fiction, which I love, and I always come back to as a digital artist.
Okay.
Right here in the park, I haven't been doing much of that, because just sort of going back to the roots of oil painting and what I did in college. And getting messy.
And you have this interesting mixture, right? Because you do, oil painting is one of the things that you do, but you have some traditional technical methods, but some very contemporary, like gaming, for example, very
right.
contemporary influences than that, and also the subject matter, right? Do you have anything to say about that, about your subject matter?
Well, you're doing fantasy, you need to go back to anchor it in reality,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or otherwise it just looks weird and not like
mm-hmm.
hard to imagine it actually being there. So
mm-hmm.
it's important to go back to reference and using like reality and
mm-hmm.
just.
And how about the project that you're working on here in Gettysburg as part of your residency? What have you been up to?
Well, I've been trying to incorporate what I learned while I was doing digital art.
Okay.
And putting that into my oil paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if it was if it came out as well as I expected, because mm-hmm. it sort of feels flat to me, but people seem to like it on Facebook, so maybe it is a good direction. So. And what was the question again?
Oh, about the project in Gettysburg that you're working on.
Right. It's not really specific to Gettysburg. Like, mm-hmm. I've applied for all the residencies that they offered, mm-hmm. and that was just the first one that came up, and I'm okay. happy to be here because I've always wanted to come back to the United States.
Oh, great.
It's not easy mm-hmm. being an international for me. And then I've had this idea of, like, in my speed paints, which mm-hmm. is what I've been doing every day for the past 5 years or so.
Okay.
It's all about blocking out the shapes before going into the details and polishing everything out.
Okay.
And then in my oil paintings, I just keep to those big blocks first and then focus on a very small area to add details to and try to focus on that. And mm-hmm. That's what I've been working on.
And have you been doing the interior or exterior or kind of a combination?
Plein air.
Plein air. Okay, yeah. So you've been doing this outside then?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fortunately, the weather's been fairly good recently.
Yeah.
And what parts of the park, or what are some examples of places that you've been setting up? Do you use an easel?
Yes.
Okay.
The wheat field was probably my favorite place to be at.
Okay.
Well, right across from it. Mm-hmm. As far as the little plaque goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And did you have orientation to the park? And did you get
yes.
to meet with a ranger and get
yes,
introduced?
I started at the museum, the cyclorama. Mm-hmm. Went through it quickly because there's so much to see that you kind of have to run through it. Then I had the auto tour. Then Tom Forsythe showed mm-hmm. me the backstage, and like we got real close to the canvas, and showed me downstairs to the archive, to the stuff that nobody else will ever see.
That's pretty cool, isn't
yeah.
it? The artists in residence get access to things that the rest of us
right.
don't.
Yeah.
Is there anything else in the town of Gettysburg? Have you mostly been on the park, or have you done any venturing into
mostly
downtown?
In the park, mostly my little farmhouse.
Okay. Good. So you've been able to do some really focused and intense work. Just
yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
How has it been to stay in the Klingelhaus?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep like a baby. So. Although today there was a strange knock, and I think it's coming from the heating unit.
Oh,
but it sounds like someone's knocking on the door, so I keep looking out.
During your time so far, I know it's only been brief, but during your time in Gettysburg on the battlefield, with this awareness of it being a historical site for the U.S. Civil War, and also knowing that since our recent presidential mm-hmm. election cycle, that there is a lot of that the country is split mm-hmm. currently, mm-hmm. Have you been thinking at all about the sort of civil divisions in Israel and what it's like to live in a polarized society? And as an art, I think of artists as just being tending to be very observant of these sort of things. And I'm really curious as an American to know where you live has influenced at all some of your observations about being in Gettysburg in 2017. Perhaps not, but I was just wondering about that.
Well,
it's a big question.
Yeah, well, growing up in Israel, especially when you're... As I grew up, we always had the news because mm-hmm. there was only one TV station, so it was in our face.
Mm-hmm.
So you tend to disconnect from it.
Okay.
Because there's always terrorists, bombings and people dying and horrible things happening. So you sort of disconnect from it. You try not to think about it too much. And then you go to the military, which is mandatory.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually in these places, and it affects you personally. And you can't disconnect from it anymore. But then you also have... And it's obviously the Arabs versus the Israelis. But then also in Israeli society, you have these divisions. Like, you have different... Well, it's not sects of Jews, but you have the Ashkenazim and the Sephardic, which are... The Ashkenazim come from Eastern Europe. The Sephardic are the Spanish diaspora. And then they have these clashes between them. And you have clashes between the more religious Jews and the more secular Jews. And we also have, like, a mini civil war in Israel. And we have more than two parties, so they always... They don't clash with each other, but they that's the word.
Well, there's still a lot of tension, right, between the...
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been through a few wars, but I wouldn't say... I wasn't an active fighter in them.
Right.
It was just the Gulf War, we would go into our sealed rooms and put our gas masks on, even though there was never a gas attack. And in 2006, was it? There was rocket attacks on my city. So my mom panicked and was like, you need to go down... downstairs and be in our bedroom when these rocket attacks come. And we were like, no, we don't care. We just want to sleep or play on our computer or whatever.
You have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have two brothers.
Okay.
They're still home at the time.
And how do you think that that has perhaps influenced your, either the themes in your work or also the way that you do... your work, some of this... I mean, basically, since you've been born, you haven't really been in a time of peace, right?
Right.
Yeah. So that's your sort of base. That's your normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I go a lot... I go back a lot to when I paint aircraft or military themes, and I take advantage of that. I don't know if you could call it advantage, because it's a pretty horrible situation to be in.
But it's also part of your everyday.
I mean, right.
Yeah.
I don't know if... I keep forgetting my words. This probably wouldn't have been any better in Hebrew. But mentally, it's not mentally. It's... It's not theoretically, it's not...
Well, and it might be that it has even less of an influence than one might think. I mean, these are... It sort of depends on, you know, it might be indirect or it might not
yeah,
be.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Just because it's part of your... Just the background of your life, really. When you were in Ohio, when you were in the U.S. for the first time...
Well, the first time was in Ohio.
Oh, where were you the first time?
Atlanta, Georgia, when I was six.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How has it been? So this is the third trip you've been to the States?
This is my fifth.
Fifth, okay.
Yeah.
And where else have you been? Have you repeated some of the... earlier?
My dad is an aerospace engineer.
Okay.
And he used to get sabbaticals.
Mm-hmm.
So that first trip was his first sabbatical. We stayed in Atlanta for a year.
Mm-hmm.
7 years later, we stayed for 2 years in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Still on my dad's sabbatical.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is my fourth trip. Then it was college in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's Gettysburg.
Okay. And do you notice many changes, or is it sort of whenever you come back to the U.S., it still sort of feels like the same place? Or, I mean, you have gone between West Coast and East Coast,
right,
and you've been in some different regions, so it's
right.
It's a pretty big country.
It is. I still love it, though.
Yeah.
Like, every place I've been to has been mostly positive.
Oh, good.
There have been a few things that I'm not so fond of, but overall, it's been great. And obviously, there have been changes from the 80s when I first came here
sure.
to the 2000s. I haven't seen too much politics, though.
Okay. Like,
you keep hearing on the news how people are more racist or... What else was there? Pretty much that's it. Like, or that there's going to be a new civil war or all that. And people are still nice. People are still polite. I still have my... I guess I have my white male privilege, so I haven't seen as much as someone else might have.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad that you're having a good experience right
I am.
Now. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with listeners about what your hopes are for your project or how you think the work that you're doing right now might influence some of your future artwork? Like coming from the residency? I know it's tricky to ask that because
yeah.
you're still in the residency, but if you feel like, oh, this might sort of influence, you know, future work.
I'm sure it will. It's hard to say right now or probably mm-hmm. even in the future. Like, things will pop up and I won't even be aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do enjoy learning about symbols and... things like that. Like, I didn't know the corals all have their different symbols.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see them on monuments, and then you look it up on your Google machine.
Uh-huh.
And things like that always pop up. Just like my heraldry class.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like...
there's a definite correlation there, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, it would appear on, like, the side of my spaceship, and suddenly there'd be, like, a Civil War symbol there.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. It's going into fantasy, then. The
yeah,
sort of,
it will.
The contemporary heraldry and the historic heraldry mm-hmm. that you've studied. And,
and when I do my digital art, I mm-hmm. use photo reference,
okay.
but I only use it to color pick.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes things, like, appear inside. Like, I might be picking colors off a barn, and then suddenly the texture, like, influenced the way I... paint the side of a spaceship or something like
okay.
that. Like,
mm-hmm. Well, as you were saying earlier, that there's, even with fantasy, there it's grounded in reality
right.
to be effective.
Right.
And so even if something as similar as a familiar texture is going to be
right.
a sort of reference point. Yeah.
And actually, Tom asked me, like, what it would it look like if I put Civil War inside, like, a sci-fi theme?
Uh-huh.
And it's kind of hard to think of it right now, but I'm sure mm-hmm. I'll try something. Because the way they fight has been so different than what we know right now.
Mm, yeah.
Because it doesn't make sense to line up in rows and then shoot each other with laser rifles.
Right. So maybe some indirect things
right.
will come out in the future as...
Because they do that all the time in video games. Like, they would take a fairy tale and then put a modern twist on it and then make a video game out of it.
Okay.
So, something to think about.
Yeah. Very good.
That's what concept artists do.
Mm-hmm. You've been listening to The Seminary Explores. I'm Katie Giebenhain with Seminary Ridge Review. My guest has been artist Itamar Reiner. Learn more about his work at his website, www.hamsta180.com. That's www.hamsta180.com. Itamar, thank you so much for
thank
your time
you,
today.
Katie.
You have been listening to The Seminary Explores from historic Seminary Ridge in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, a production of Gettysburg Seminary. We invite you to visit our website at www.ltsg.edu. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of Gettysburg Seminary or the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America.